Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. And here's your host, Pete Chiarella, only on Jackalope Radio.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, to the big-ass multimedia con. It'll be held in Giant Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Everybody you've seen on the con circuit for the last 10 years under one roof. That's right, all under one roof. You'll see Linda Blair, Bill Moseley, Michael Biehn, Michael Berryman, more Linda Blair, Heather Lanka, Sybil Danning, Lou Ferrigno, Gary Busey, Roddy Piper, Ernie Hudson, Keith David, John Russo, Danny Trejo, Tony Todd, Lou Temple, Sid Haig, Daniel Harris, Kane Hodder, Dick Warlock, Corey Feldman, Ari Lieben, Ken Faree, Tiffany Shepas, Ted A. Bohos, Conrad Brooks, Joe Bob Briggs, Adam West, Burt Lord, Christopher Lloyd, Carrie Fisher, Vernon Wells, Sika, Ginger Lynn, Barbara Steele, Rogerio Diodato, Diane Thorne, Bozo the Clown, Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, Bobo the Dancing Bear, Gunnar Hansen, Andrew Banarski, Derek Mears, D. Wallace Stone, Malcolm McDowell, Corbin Burnson, and more. Plus, reunions up the fucking wazoo. Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, House of a Thousand Corpses, Return of the Living Dead, Pet Cemetery, Devil's Reject, Saw 1, 2, 3, and 4, Halloween 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, Willy Wonka, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Walking Dead, plus every zombie from The Walking Dead that had at least 3 seconds of screen time, plus hundreds of other internet stars and YouTube personalities, huge lines, overpriced photo ops, and more. Ask about our fans taking in the ass package, only $1,000. Coming soon, the big-ass multimedia con to the Meadowlands Arena or Giant Stadium, wherever the fuck we're going to hold it. You've paid a lot before, you'll pay a lot now. The big-ass multimedia con coming soon near you. Yeah, that's about my take on fucking conventions after this week. For those who don't follow, as you know, called conventions, which has become a massive clusterfuck due to the bullshit that goes on, because for whatever reason, horror fans just don't get along. It just comes down to that. But an even bigger problem, and you might, Todd, be able to understand what I'm going to say right now, is that we have probably two generations that have been weaned on the internet. And being that they've been weaned on the internet, they don't know how to deal with fucking people on a one-on-one basis. In other words, like, someone has a problem with me all over the internet and wants to run their fucking mouth and shit, and then I show up and, you know, say something to them while they're at a convention sitting at their table, and they won't even look up and make eye contact because they don't know how to make eye contact. They don't know how to converse like a normal human being. And I guess the point of this rant would be that two people on the convention's web group on Facebook Sunday must have got into a pissing contest. And like the little girls that they are, they emailed me for me to ban each one of them. Now, without mentioning names, I just put up a post that I am not here to intervene between two whiny little bastards who start some shit and can't finish it themselves. Well, one of them took real umbrage to this and wrote a 10-paragraph diatribe cursing me back to my ancestors, and I'm an old piece of shit, and I can stick Merle Dixon's severed hand up my ass, and the only thing that makes my dick hard is my own DVDs. Well, I'm not going to mention this person by name, because to do so would give him fucking credibility. Needless to say, he's another fat fuck who's on the internet 24/7. And then people say, well, you know, well, this guy, the guy who he was fighting with, hit below the belt. He went after his family, and this guy's sensitive about his weight. He's sensitive about his weight? Get away from the fucking internet 24/7 and fucking get some exercise. Then you would have any weight to be sensitive about. And as for the other fucking douchebag, I saw a picture of him. It looks like his mother stuck him in the face with a coat hanger she was using trying to abort him when he was a fetus. So here we have two more fucking jerk-offs who decide to make my fucking life miserable, and the one little scumbag that, you know, his mother stuck him in the fucking face with a coat hanger when he was a fetus, had to come back on the fucking site under a fake fucking profile and then offer to be administrator to the fucking group. I fucking had it with these fucking people and their stupid ass fucking bullshit. And right about now, I'm teetering on closing down the fucking group because I got suspended again, as I think I told you when we had this phone conversation last night about taping the show, because this guy who basically called me a coward and gutless and shit ran the fucking Facebook to do his dirty work and had me suspended for 12 hours. Well, a lot of people have picked up the fucking torch and, you know, don't want me gone and shit like that. But to be honest with you, I don't even want to fucking be there anymore. And as far as conventions go, this whole thing put a real fucking bad taste in my mouth, right up to the point where I have two shows scheduled in the next two fucking weeks, or 3 weeks rather. And I'm not really psyched about doing them. I'm really not. And it's, you know, shit like this that just sticks in my fucking craw and makes me wonder, why the fuck do you even bother with this business anymore? It's become a fucking haven for misanthropic motherfuckers who live and die for the internet. And that's the bottom line. And the best one is, this guy has fucking people reporting back to him, and a couple of them said, well, yeah, I know you made it a secret group now, but I can't see the post, and I'm part of the group. Your Facebook profile's fucking 24 hours old. You're another fucking scumbag, or the scumbag that's giving me shit trying to sneak back in. So, yeah. So, I'm like, fuck this shit. So, I'm not so fucking sure I want to do conventions anymore after my next couple things, which will be Horror Realm next weekend, and off a week, then Cinema Wasteland the weekend after that. And Cinema Wasteland may just be the last time I fucking do a convention as a personality and a vendor. I may show up to hang out with people, but as far as vending or, you know, hobnobbing with fucking people and, you know, listening to whatever, I don't even think I want to be in this fucking deal anymore. I really don't. It just gotten to the fucking point where the bad people very much outweigh the good people. And the big problem with these fucking conventions is there's two fucking jerk-offs that, you know, have big shows. And by jerk-offs, I mean the fucking guest reps behind the scenes that have manipulated the promoters into only using their people and fighting against the other people. Now, everybody knows about fucking Horror Hound. You know, they've scheduled fucking shows on, you know, established dates of other shows or run up against established shows, all at the bequest of their fucking guest rep, Sean Clark. Now, Sean Clark used to be partners with a guy named Bill Philpont, who runs the whole Days of the Dead deal. And if you notice that the Days of the Dead lineup doesn't vary that much from fucking show to show, and that's because of, you know, the fucking animosity between these two fucking guest reps. But they just play the fucking promoters of these cons like fucking puppets. And it seems that the guy I had the fucking problem with on Facebook is firmly entrenched in one of these fucking cons. And of course, all, you know, these boys are taking umbrage toward me now. So, as far as I'm concerned, they can both go fuck themselves. Both of the fucking, all these conventions pretty much can go fuck themselves. They all suck. And by sucking, I mean there's something about every convention that some fan is going to say that sucks. So, therefore, all conventions suck. Okay? Some suck a lot more than other ones. But, you know, like I said, little fans pick the shit apart and do this and do that and everything. So we'll just leave it at all conventions suck. And as far as me ever doing any of them again or doing anything, you know, number one, you're going to have to fucking pay me. Giving me a fucking table for doing anything isn't paying me, because when you load up a fucking guest roster of over 40 or 50 or 60 or 100 fucking guests, there's nothing left over for the fucking vendors. So I want to vend at these fucking shows. I always stick to the smaller shows because they're more well-organized, more well-run, and they're fan-friendly. Not these fucking overblown fucking autograph fucking fests and VIP shit and stuff like that. And I notice a lot of the people from Day of the Dead bunch, they sort of fucking just slid under the fucking rock when this whole fucking thing started, because I went after one of theirs. Doesn't matter when I go after somebody else, but now I had the audacity to go after one of theirs. Well, tough fucking shit. That's what I did, because he fucked with me. He took it to a personal level, and he can go fuck himself. Same with all the rest of these jerk-offs. But, you know, there are good things happening with certain fucking cons. Now, you know, like I said, I'm doing Horror Realm next weekend, and I'll run you down the whole lineup on this. And, You know, sadly, some of these people, I don't know who the fuck they are. I know Heather Langenkamp from the Nightmare on Elm Street series, and that appearance has been made possible in part by Scares That Cares. Camille Keaton will be there for my Spit on Your Grave. Tiffany Shepis, who I've known for quite a long time, who's, you know, been an icon in the convention business. And Mark Schaefer from probably one of the last guys from Last House on the Left. Wrestling personality J.J. Dillon, who was instrumental with the Four Horsemen, but had been managing a lot of very great wrestlers, right from Cowboy Ron Bass to Buddy Landell to Tully Blanchard, and then, you know, being instrumental in forming the Four Horsemen with Tully, Ric Flair, Ole, and Arn Anderson, and then other, you know, incarnations of that group, you know, adding Lex Luger, Barry Windham, Paul Roma, Chris Benoit, Dean Malenko, you know, and others to the group. So, yeah, he's been a very influential person in wrestling. And I'll be interviewing him Sunday. And, of course, Mike Watt and Amy Lynn Best. Somebody's bringing in the Green Goblin from Maximum Overdrive. Will Bozarth is going to be there performing something. Laurie Cardile from Days of the Dead. Kyra Schoen from Night of the Living Dead. Chili Billy Cardell, who's been a fixture in Pittsburgh, not only with Chiller Theater, but with wrestling. Let's see, who else? Some people, I hate to say this, I honestly don't know, you know, who the fuck they are. It's just, you know, there's just so much going on with this stuff. But you got Mark Tierno from Day of the Dead, Shelby and Fred Vogel from Toe Tag Pictures. We're just going to name some of these people. You got Derek Young, Jimmy Coffin, Autumn Cook, Tiffany Apan, the VIPs, looks like they're wrestlers. Let's see, who else do we have? Nivik Ogre, Jeff Monahan, Josh Stewart, of course, PJ Souls from Rock and Roll High School and the Devil's Rejects, Amanda Wiss, I believe it is, and Nicholas Brendan, and I'm guessing they're from the Buffy the Vampire thing, or one of them's from that. Like I said, a lot of these people I don't know. You know, that's another, you know, thing with cons. I don't know them, but this will be September 20th to the 22nd, the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South, Zombie Capital of the World. It's Horror Realm. Go to horrorrealm.com. As far as events going on, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening. There's a movie, Super Task Force 1. Fred Vogel's movie, Cella Tertia, which will probably have... let me see, Camille Keaton involved, because she was a star of that movie. And then there's an author panel with Mike Watt and Will Bozarth. Another panel with John Stewart. There's going to be a showing of The Toxic Avenger, the Japanese cut. Another author's panel with Nelson Piles and Eric Lothar. And I will be presenting Friday night, Isle of Dr. Moreau and... The Car on 16mm, double feature, which will be starting at 9:15 p.m. and running till 11:15, I would guess, probably late. And at midnight, the world premiere of the Jagoff Massacre. And let's see, what else do we have going on here? Saturday, we have a sneak peek of More Brains, Return of to the Living Dead documentary. A sneak peek of the first hour of Crystal Lake Memories, the complete history of Friday the 13th documentary, a panel with PJ Souls, a panel with Ogre, a panel with Heather Langenkamp, Amanda Wuss, and Tommy Hudson, another panel with Nicholas Brendan, another panel with Camille Keaton, a panel with Mark Schaefer, another showing of the Jagoff Massacre at 7:20. Musician Will Bozarth will be doing something from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Costume contest, the Jimmy Coffin Sideshow, I Spit on Your Party, celebrating the 70s. Film Scream Park, another film, Corpsing. Then showing of the Adjust Your... This is going... Now we're going into Sunday. the showing of Adjust Your Tracking, the VHS documentary. I'll be hosting the panel with J.J. Dillon, and a panel about self-publishing with Chris Rickert, and a film called Corpsing. So that's all at Horror Realm next weekend. Again, be September 20th to the 22nd, and go to horrorrealm.com for all that information. So should be an interesting weekend. Hopefully, a stress-free, fun-filled weekend for a change. Because, like I said, I'm just getting really disgusted by a lot of the shit that goes on here. So, we got that going on. And let's see. Another bit of bad news I got today is that I won't be able to board my dog during the Cinema Wasteland show because they're no longer boarding dogs where I go. They're doing it for Pittsburgh, so they're not doing it for Cinema Wasteland. So doesn't look like I'll be staying at the hotel because I'll have to go back and take care of the dog. And people might be saying, well, you know, there's other places to board dogs. I don't trust fucking people with my pets anymore, that if I don't know them. And there's too much bullshit about pets disappearing and being thrown into dog fights, pets being snatched out of yards, animal abuse in fucking general going on here, especially in this area for some reason. So, no, I just won't take a fucking room. I just won't hang out at night. I'll just go home and have to take care of my dog because that's my responsibility. So, sorry if that's going to be a fucking issue with people, but, you know, like I said, hotel don't allow dogs. Otherwise, I bring her to the hotel because, you know, she's pretty cool with people, but I'm not putting her in harm's way in any way, shape, or form. So, unfortunately, I'll be there for the convention, but won't be there after hours to enjoy the party situation. So, that's it's a sad thing, but that's fucking life, you know, so far. So, that's what I got to do. So, you know, this past week, can't say we celebrated it because there's nothing to celebrate, but it was the 12th anniversary of 9/11. And, this person fucking blocking me on Facebook knew that that day meant something to me, and that's why he fucking did it, so I couldn't post some tributes to three of the friends I had lost, you know, during that fucking tragedy. And just find it interesting that all this crap going on with Syria that we're, you know, all of a sudden there's Americans fighting beside Al-Qaeda for some fucking reason that have joined Al-Qaeda. That Vladimir Putin is now being seen as the peacemaker because I guess he intervened somehow in trying to get these assholes to destroy all these chemical weapons. And, of course, that made our president look like a fucking complete jerk off that tripped over his dick because he was all willing to go in there and just fucking do surgical strikes and blow shit up to just show how tough we are. So, sorry if that sounds anti-American, but how many of these fucking Bush wars we got to get in fucking involved in? The bottom line with the Middle East to me is this. They've been killing each other for fucking centuries. Us, quote, westernizing them only taught them better ways to kill each other and better ways to kill us because they want to kill us. They are not our fucking friends. And if that pisses people off, too bad, because I'm speaking my fucking mind. I'm sick and tired of the Middle East, and I'm sick and tired of us being the fucking policemen of the fucking world with it. So that's all I got to say on that matter. Gee, how much time we got left?
About 7 minutes.
Yeah, 7 minutes. 7 minutes so I can fucking blather on. You know, I'm sorry I'm not that fucking prepared for this shit tonight, but I'm just, you know, very fucking disenchanted and very pissed off about what goes on with life in general with this shit, especially with Facebook and, you know, what I just went through this week. Because this shit, like I said, it fucking started Sunday night. I was sleeping. I am not online 24/7 like a lot of people. I have no desire to be online 24/7. But this is the fucking baby shit that you got to deal with. Two people that start fucking fights with each other, then got to run to me to intervene, which I'm not gonna, and then when I don't, curse me out, make fucking, you know, bad remarks about, you know, my personality, my character, or whatever, and then when they don't get what they fucking want. And these people PM'd me, too, to the point where I had to fucking block them. Because that's how fucking unrelenting they are when they don't get their way. Like fat little fucking babies. You know what I call them? Honey boo boo men. That's what they are. Honey boo boo men. They sit there and clap their chubby fucking hands together and piss and moan because they couldn't get to me. So now I had to make the fucking group private. I'm probably going to disband the damn thing because I'm just sick and tired of dealing with this fucking nonsense. Anyway, so. need a little drink or something here. Can't fucking talk forever. But, you know, sadly, as time goes on, the less and less interest I have in doing any of this shit anymore, because these people are just pissed all over the fucking genre and piss all over each other because there's always an argument breaking out. There's always a fucking problem. These shows are not what they used to be anymore. They're not fucking fan-friendly. It's become a gang mentality. Oh, you go to this show, don't go to that show. You know something? Fuck it. I don't care what anybody does anymore. I really don't. And people think I'm shitting on the genre. Maybe I am, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the fucking whiny bullshit that goes on. I complain about it a lot, too, but me complaining ain't gonna never solve anything, because the bottom line is the convention scene is broken and it can't be fixed. And it can't be fixed because you got people that are so fucking stupid that they'll pay Sylvester Stallone, and this was last week, too, $800-something dollars for a photo and a signature? Yo, Adrian, I'm so fucking broke that I gotta fucking rip off the fans who I never fucking liked in general. And that's the truth, because a lot of people who've worked with Sly said he fucking hates his fans. He despises his fans. So yeah, yo, I call Bruce Willis stupid and greedy, but yo, what the fuck am I? I want $850 from a fan to stand there and listen to his fucking shit for 5 minutes. Well, I don't even look at him while I sign an autograph and have some fucking company take a picture with him so we can go home and put it on the fucking wall and say, oh, yo, I met Sly Stallone. He's a good guy. You're a fucking jerk-off, Sly. Didn't I go through this last week about fucking 80 stars that are jerk-offs? He's the biggest jerk-off of them all. Where were you when Sage was in all this fucking trouble, you fucking douchebag? You let your son basically die in a fucking tenement in Los Angeles because you had no interest in him? You're just the type of guy that fucking, you know, spits out kids just so you can fuck somebody. You don't even want to use a rubber. That's why you have kids. Or am I being too crude now? Not that I give a shit. But yeah, Sly Stallone, yo. If it wasn't for the fucking fans and Rocky, you wouldn't be nowhere. And some people don't even know that John Avildsen directed Rocky, not you. You didn't direct it at all. So, you know, fuck it. But yeah, fans lined up and paid $850 to take a picture with this Mama Luke. That's what they did. So yeah, fuck you, Sly, you suck. You can tell I'm in a good mood tonight, right? Probably going to lose a lot of listeners over this one, but you know something? Nobody fucking pays my bills but me. So yeah, I'm bitter, I'm brutal, and I don't give a fuck right about tonight. And the reason I am, because I've been taking too much shit from fucking internet assholes. So if that pisses anybody off, too bad. Maybe I'll have a better show next week. Maybe I won't. I don't fucking know anymore. Because like I said, I'm suffering from major burnout with this shit, trying to keep an even keel and trying to be real about this shit. And then I got to get slammed by fucking internet scumbags. That's all it is. So again, I question why I even do this shit anymore. So we out of time yet? Because I'm tired of talking about this shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can go.
Yeah, I really am. I'm just fucking sick and tired of talking about this shit because it's fucking bullshit. Nobody gets along anymore. All the internet has done is enabled people to be fucking assholes to each other, and myself included, because sometimes I got to be a fucking asshole too. But to warrant the shit that went down this week and warrant the personal attacks against me, fuck this shit. I'm fucking done. Why should I even do this stuff anymore? It's free entertainment. I don't get fucking paid for this, and I waste too much time doing it, I think. Sorry if I sound bitter and disillusioned, but I got put in this position. So maybe I'll do a better show next week. Maybe I won't. But until then, stay sick and we'll see you then. And don't forget, check out Our Realm. It's a good show worth going to.
Short and sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Only on Jackalope Radio.